Retailers are starting to post their quarterly earnings. Investors study these reports for clues about the health of the industry and the economy as a whole as we head into the shopping season. So far, the picture is mixed. Let's bring in Claire Sebastian, business correspondent for CNN. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Robin.
So Macy's, let's go to the good end of the spectrum, came out this morning beating the estimates, a strong growth in sales, higher than expected earnings per share, 27 cents versus the 14 cents that was expected. My reaction is, what? You know, go to Macy's, I feel like I don't see anyone. I don't see any employees. But obviously, they're doing something right. What are they doing?
Right, Robin, you and I have had this discussion about Macy's before.
Right.
But the bottom line is they are doing a lot of things right. They've closed dozens of underperforming stores. They've freed up cash by doing that to pay down some of their debt and invest in their turnaround. And talking about their turnaround, a lot of that has been investing in digital. They saw double-digit growth in their digital business again this quarter. There's been multiple quarters of that. Mobile is doing really well. So they've been proactive. You know, this is good. This is what the legacy retailers need to do. The question that we've been looking at this morning is, why is the stock down now more than 5.5%. And I think according to analysts that I've been speaking to, some people are worried that this turnaround simply may not be happening fast enough. Macy's is benefiting from some positive comparisons from lower numbers last year. It's also benefiting from a stronger consumer, and people are worried that those effects may not last.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of transitional fear going on around the stock today, but overall a pretty solid report.
In other words, people have a little more money in their pocket maybe, and are consumer confidence is high, so that may be boosting what it really isn't that great a picture for Macy's. But I just want to comment. I love how they are going further into technology. They're having things like virtual reality in the stores, devices where people can use the technology to see how makeup might look or something, and doing these little mini marketplaces that, you know, Target and other stores have done. So they're trying things.
They are trying things. That is the bottom line. This is an experimental phase of their turnaround. They were very clear on that today in the earnings call. They have a whole new set of criteria for stores. They're investing in kind of the more medium-sized stores they call magnet stores. They have a new concept called neighborhood stores, which is their smaller stores where they're trying to use them almost as much as stores as they are fulfillment centers, mm-hmm. bringing people in, doing buy online, pick up in store. And technology, as you say, is another big aspect of this. They've been investing in augmented reality, in virtual reality. They've just partnered with Facebook, so Facebook can bring some pop-ups into some of their stores with some online digital businesses. So really, it's not just about investing in digital, it's about making the most of the physical real estate they've got, using that in the service of their digital business.
Look, the rest of the industry just scanning at Home Depot, beat expectations yesterday. JCPenney's, which has been struggling, their results are due out tomorrow. But Amazon, just, you know, what do you see in Amazon in the minute that we have, and how might that be a sign of what's happening in the industry?
Well, look, Amazon did rattle Wall Street with its own earnings back in October. They forecast a weaker than expected holiday season, and that's contributed to some of the fairly precipitous falls that we've seen in the stock price over the last few weeks. But this is not a moment for the other retailers to rest on their laurels. Amazon is still aggressively expanding. It's able to offset its lower margin e-commerce business with higher margin areas like advertising, like the cloud. And I think the other retailers should still be very afraid.
Yeah, and it's building too. Big new headquarters. Claire Sebastian, right. Business correspondent for CNN. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet. We're talking about the shopping season.